This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What is up? Happy Sunday, everybody. Week 2 of the NFL season has the Saints in Dallas today to take on the 1-0 Cowboys. Both teams looking to build on their early success. The Saints with a 37-point drubbing of the Panthers in Week 1. Hopefully they can continue that momentum into this matchup against a Dallas Cowboys squad that I think everybody recognizes as a clear step up in competition. Steve Geller along with Charlie Long and Cullen Steele taking you till 10 a.m. That's when we'll hear from the Cajun Cannon, get his take on this matchup between the Cowboys and Saints. And after that, a noon start out in Jerry's World in Dallas between the Cowboys and Saints. The best play-by-play and color duo with Mike Haas, Deuce McAllister taking you to game time there. And then after the matchup, we'll be on in the Ciroc Point after with the Cajun Cannon taking your calls, sounding off till 6 p.m. I want to hear from you now as well, Hoodats. While you're getting ready for this game, what are you looking forward to? Your biggest keys to this matchup on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. That's 504-260-1870. Going into this game, our sideline reporter Jeff Nowak got a chance in the locker room to catch up with safety Tyrann Mathieu, who is instrumental in that key success to the victory over the Panthers. Had a nice fumble recovery, caused the fumble, and then jumped on it. Well, Tyrann, we know, is a big leader of this team, and here's what he had to say with our sideline reporter Jeff Nowak.
When, you know, you have a big win like that, and kind of resounding thing, like, oh, it was just the Panthers. Like, that's, you hear that a lot. Do you use that? Is that something that you can use as motivation in terms of, like, obviously you don't want to listen to all the analysis or anything, but when is that something you can use? I'm just curious.
For sure. I think, like for us, man, as players, like we don't disrespect, you know, really any opponent. You know what I mean? And we know too, like, and you know as well, like, man, it's like, man, you can have a great team, and it's still hard to do what we did Sunday. You know what I mean? But we do understand that, man. Like we just in that position to where we have to continuously like prove that we could play with the big boys. I think, you know, like, if we're able to win this game this week, then next week it's gonna be the same. But can they beat the Eagles? You know what I mean? And so, yeah, man, like, you know, we just got to keep our head down and just keep doing what we're doing. Like, we know we're a good defense, but, yeah, I mean, it's going to be those times in the season where, like we got to prove that consistently.
And obviously, you know, you were the Chiefs, you went to the Super Bowl. Is it easier or more difficult when everyone's giving you all the credit in the world versus when no one's giving you any credit?
I think it's equally, difficult. Like when you're winning, like everybody wants you, like everybody has a target on your back. And then it's like, you know, when you're losing, are you capable of winning? It's like people find reasons to kind of dismiss, you know, why you won. You know what I mean? So, I think they're both like just different, like challenging places to be in.
How nice was it when you forced the fumble and it just happens to bounce right back into your arms like that?
Well, that's how it used to be. At least that's how I used to feel. And, I came into the season and I was like, man, I always find myself getting intercepts, but Like, I think I had maybe like 7 forced fumbles. And I'm like, you know, like, how can I get to 40, 20, and 15 forced fumbles? You know what I mean? So, like, that was like an emphasis for me this season, was to, like not just focus on catching picks, like find a way to punch a ball out. You know what I mean? So, yeah, that was like a good, like, little confidence, little booster, momentum booster, because, yeah, like, I haven't, you know, forced one of those, you know, in a while. You know what I mean? So, I know I had that one like 2 years ago on a goal line, but Sam Darnold, like, come on, man. Like, I don't even come with that. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
I think it was Von Bell his last year here. It was like he had magnets on him or something.
Yeah.
Like, every time a ball was on the ground, we just end up with him.
Yeah, I always tell my teammates, you know, anytime y'all force a fumble or tip a ball, just make sure I'm the beneficiary.
Gotcha. I appreciate it.
Tyrann Mathieu, Saints safety, giving some shade there to Sam Darnold, mentioning, yeah, the last time I had a fumble recovery was against him, but, man, that doesn't count. That was big against the Saints, Saints-Panthers game, obviously, helping sway that momentum, and it just seemed like the Saints in that game put the foot on the gas pedal right from the get against the Carolina Panthers. That opening drive, oh so key, going down the field, getting points. They ended up getting a turnover the very next offensive play from the Carolina Panthers, who got the ball with Bryce Young throwing a pick and ending up with 3 turnovers on the day for the Saints. Tyrann Mathieu part of that with that one fumble recovery, and he punched it out, recovered it. Need more of that from the Black and Gold, who have been pretty successful in the turnover margin the last couple of years. Those sack numbers is what we're looking for the uptick in, and we saw that in Week 1, obviously, with Alante Taylor being a stud for the Saints, racking up 3 sacks, being tied for the lead in sacks in the NFL after Week 1. We'll see if he's still utilizing that shape and form come in this game. But Dennis Allen, like I've mentioned, had some pretty good success in his career against Dak Prescott at quarterback. These Saints versus Cowboys matchups have been typically close, tight games, and definitely expecting another one in this showing. I think the Saints go into this matchup either 6, 6.5-point underdogs in betting circles, depending on where you're looking. But it feels like this is going to be one of those games that comes down to the wire. And both kickers on these squads have some pretty impressive legs, so we could end up seeing a field goal-type game in this matchup. Speaking of field goals, want to give a shout-out to Blake Groupie of the Saints. Cullen, I don't, asking for that clip a little early here, but Groupie was 4 for 4 last week, obviously not including extra points. Let's just get a listen to Mike Haas's call of Groupie's made field goals last weekend.
Groupie stands off to the left, takes his steps, snap, kick is away, and the kick is good! Blake Groupie from 57 yards out. So Blake Groupie will come in. This one much closer as the Hayball puts it down at the 34. So it'll be a 44-yarder for Groupie, who has already connected for a career-long 57 yards. This snap is good. The hold is good. And the kick is good. So this will be from 52, kicking towards the Smoothie King Center from the left hash mark. His rookie punter, Mathieu Hayball, with the hold, and the kick is away, and Blake Groupie just keeps pounding it in. So Groupie will come in for a 39-yarder. He's already connected on his first 3 and make it his first 4.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
12 points out of Blake Groupe, a 57-yarder, 44-yarder. Also nailed his 52 and a 39-yard field goal.
Steady Eddie, as Bobby called him back during the second guest show last Monday. And I mean,
I know, like you mentioned, though, too, right away, the Cowboys kicker also had a pretty impressive kick as well.
So that's the whole thing when you were talking about, oh, it could come down to a field goal. Deuce talked about the importance of special teams in this game, where it's just like you can't really get up to go use the restroom because something could happen. Like, both teams have really electric returners, for one, in the punt and kick return games, but also the field goal kickers are elite. Like, Blake Groupe had a fantastic week one performance. Brandon Aubrey is one of the best kickers in football right now. And against Cleveland, he drilled a 66-yard field goal, which would have tied the NFL record for a regular season kick, and he hit it with room to spare. But there was a delay of game penalty, so it took him back 5 yards. And this was, I believe, at the end of the first half, if I'm remembering correctly from watching the game. They brought him out there for a 71-yarder. And I was just like, please, like, give it a shot.
Let's see it, right?
Because Bobby's been talking all offseason about, like, it, sooner rather than later, someone's going to hit from 70-plus. And it's going to happen. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when, right? And, I mean, Brandon Aubrey's got such an electric leg that he could probably do it. Maybe it would be tight, right? Obviously, nobody's ever hit from 70 in a regular season game. But they were lining him up there for 71, and then they decided not to do it. I'm like, you cowards! Give him a chance. Let him try it. It would have been so fun, but they ultimately did not do that. So if it comes down to a field goal, you know, at the end of the game, I think both teams feel very confident in their kickers.
Yeah, and obviously the conditions won't be an issue. Indoor stadium, so weather will not be a factor. Perfect kicking conditions for both guys.
Yeah, real quick as well, as far as the Saints' success against the Cowboys recently, I got a couple of numbers here. I might be still in Bobby's thunder a little bit because I know he loves to talk about this. Dallas leads the series 18-13. But New Orleans, and it says that they've won 6 of 10, but in reality, they've won 10 of their last 14 against the Cowboys. So they've really searched here.
It definitely
late.
Doesn't feel like that.
No, the last couple, they've lost, I guess, technically 3 of their last 5. But they went on a streak from basically 1998 until 2013, where they won, 7 of 8, or maybe 8 of 9 against this Cowboys squad. So the last time that they won in Dallas, though, was before it was referred to as AT&T Stadium. It was then referred to as Cowboys Stadium, before Jerry World and all that good stuff. They won in 2012 a 34-31 overtime game. As far as their recent games at AT&T Stadium, in 2014 they lost 38-17, and then 2018 they lost 13-10. But the last couple games in the Superdome, they're 2-1. The most recent game they played against the Cowboys in the Caesars Superdome in 2021. That was the last time the Saints played the Cowboys.
Wow,
it's been a while here. So it's a long overdue matchup, and I'm really excited to see what happens.
Yeah, looking at these two teams, I think obviously tons was expected of the Cowboys going into this season. Not so much for the Saints, but obviously the team raised some eyebrows for sure after that 37-point victory week one.
So another thing to note here too, last year, and this is looking at last year's rankings, the Cowboys and the Saints were both elite in turnover margin.
Yeah.
The Cowboys were plus 10, the Saints were plus 11. That was fifth and third, respectively, in the NFL. Both of them, after the week one performance, are plus 2. That was a huge reason why, for one, the Saints blew out the Panthers. They were plus 2 in the turnover margin.
Yeah.
But the Cowboys were also plus 2 against Cleveland, which is why they smoked them 33-17, and it wasn't really that close. So you have two teams that really like to, you know, create turnovers and protect the ball. So how can you figure out how to get to plus 1 in this game against a Cowboys team that, you know, is trying to say the same thing? Both teams are plus 2. If the Saints finish this game and they're plus 3, maybe plus 4 in the turnover margin, I mean, you're feeling really solid about their chances to potentially pull off an upset here because they create extra possessions, give your offense extra chances at it. At the same time, the Cowboys are not an easy team to get turnovers against and win the turnover battle against because, as I mentioned, just last year they were plus 10. And they're already plus 2 this year.
I definitely feel more confident in the Saints defense, though, going into this matchup, just because I know Dennis Allen been there, done that, and knows what to do against a guy like Dak Prescott. Just concerned to see what this offensive line, how they hold up now week two against a Dallas defense that's a lot more formidable than the Panthers front, and expecting definitely a lot of pressure coming Derek Carr's way. And we know some injuries, obviously, along the O-line for the Saints that has been a question mark going into the season, as it was if they don't have Fuaga able to play today, and there's some other, you know, questions at that left tackle spot, you know, how's that going to affect the entire offensive line going forward? And I know that Lucas Patrick, too, even is dealing with some injury, but was not listed as questionable at all for this status in this game with a toe injury. He's a full go, but the offensive line concerns, it'll be interesting early on to see how the Cowboys attack the Saints and then how the black and gold are able to, I guess, support and hold up against it in the run game and in the pass rush.
You know, it's kind of funny. If you look at it, the Cowboys, with the 33-17 win over Cleveland last week, Kevontae Turpin, who, as we mentioned, the two electric returners on this team, right? Turpin for the Cowboys and then Rashid for the Saints. He had a house call, 60-yard house call in the third quarter of that game. So in reality, I mean, their offense accounted for 26 points against a really strong Cleveland defense. So you can't take anything away from them. But last year, they were averaging just under 30 points per game. It's at 29.9. This is going to be a test for the Saints defense. And we'll get to Deuce's keys for the game in just a little bit here. But his number one thing was bully this team. Like, they have all the flashiness. They yeah. have what you want from a high-powered, high-octane type of offense. Go bully him. And I love that from Deuce. So we'll hear that clip in a little bit, too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.